The Lord be with you.
With you.
What a great way to start our service here this morning with our prelude. Thank you, Clara. Thank you, Karen, for starting us off on the right foot. Love it. A lot of energy. That's what we want here at church. Today's another day to celebrate. That's, if you looked at the intro to May's newsletter, this is a month of a lot of celebration in the church, actually. Last Sunday, we had a baptism here of Denver Lee. Today's something going on, I think. It's my 44th birthday, which is a minor thing. The bigger thing is that you're all invited over to our house at 2 to 4 o'clock, and the address is up there in our, or it was, it's in the bulletins, you can find it. This is your opportunity to spill cupcake crumbs on our floor and just hang out with us for a little bit. We just love giving access to everyone of what our life is like. So you're welcome over to our house. Next week, we're going to be celebrating in a special way with the celebrating of our graduates here at Peace Lutheran Church. You can bring a card, a note of encouragement, that sort of thing to one of our five graduates, or all of the graduates. Their names are also in our bulletin. Dan put them in there as well. You know, something amazing happens when you do celebrate. I don't know if you noticed this, but you tend to just kind of relax a little bit, don't you? You begin to give high five to strangers that you've never met before. You might even share your cell phone number to someone you made a connection with at a celebration. You get to share stories about your favorite things. That's what happens when you celebrate. We want that here at our church, where we build deeper relationships with one another as a body of believers here at Peace Lutheran Church, because this is a celebration. The Lord's Supper was described by Jesus as a celebration, a feast in which we celebrate the good gifts of our God. And today we are celebrating in a special way with the gift of Holy Communion, the body and blood of Jesus given for us. So hopefully you received a cup or got one before you entered. If you didn't, just go ahead and raise your hand and we'll have the ushers come your way and share that with you. Looks like we're all covered. Let's see here. The other note that I just remind you of, well, two things to remind you of. One is that we have our song selection box back out in the narthex. If there's a song that you'd like sung or played here at Peace Lutheran Church, go ahead and place it into that box. Write it on the 3x5 note card that's out there with the pen and just place it into the box and we'll honor that request. So that's a great way for you to participate in the music selection here at Peace. And then finally, in our service, we do have one song that is different than what we've done in the past. So we're actually going to practice it. Karen's been working on it here. This song is from Marty Haugen, who wrote Hold It Evening Prayer. We're going to insert some of his writings into our service throughout our services in the months ahead. So we're actually going to practice that song. I'll sing it, so please make sure to mic me up so I'm as loud as I can be. If you look at your bulletins on page 12, that is where the lyrics are for the verse. All you are to sing, the congregation, is the chorus of this song. Karen's going to play the intro, and then we're going to go into the chorus. That's all you got to sing for the song. I'll go ahead and take care of the rest of the song. So, and we're going to practice that right now before heading into the service. Go ahead, Karen. I'll go ahead and sing it. Just listen or join in as you follow the tune.
Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forever.
I think we're good. We're set. So when that time comes, you're singing the chorus. I'm going to do each of the verses. They're going to be different. So just go ahead and sing as best as you're able. And in time, we'll pick that up. And you'll love it just as much as Hold an Evening Prayer is our desire here at Peace. I want to give a welcome to those that are tuning in online as well. We know that we got quite a few people doing that still. And thank you for tuning in with us, as well as those out in the parking lot this morning as well. We do have communion. Make sure to get that And just go ahead and raise your hand out in the parking lot. I see Jeanette going out there, and we'll get you communion here in just a moment.